from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Week one of the NFL's preseason gets underway tonight, 4 o'clock, NFL Network. Not sure why anybody would want to watch these two teams, but the Carolina Panthers play the New England Patriots in Foxborough tonight. You also have, non-televised, the Lions and the Giants.
How dare they non-televise it?
Right? Well, I think it'll be televised locally, and then they'll rerun it on the NFL Network ad nauseum.
I don't watch Danny Dimes miss people endlessly.
Yeah, right. Right, Danny Dimes when you're looking for dollars. That's where we're at right there. But it sparked a little conversation that we had pre-show. Bryce Young entering year two. Lackluster debut for Young last year as the number one pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, if you look at the analytics behind him, he's attached to names like Josh Rosen and Jimmy Clausen. For rookie quarterbacks.
It doesn't seem good. But no. Also Jared Goff.
And Jared Goff. Jared Goff is the one outlier of like, hey, they figured it out.
Yeah. And, well, he got a new coach.
Super helpful.
He got a new coach and a general manager who just went, you know what we're going to do? We are going to try everything we can to acquire as much talent around him. And they did a very good job. And they went to a Super Bowl, which is pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then they traded him one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But now the Lions are really damn good with a wealth of talent. And
Jared Goff has been really good.
He has been fantastic, and he has shown so much growth and so many strides over his career. I love stories like that. And I love watching a guy that gets trashed, and then all of a sudden, boom, his career turns on its head. And I love those success stories. But we are looking at some rookie quarterback class from a year ago that, outside of C.J. Stroud, was pretty lackluster. And it really did show why so many teams were frothing at the mouth to get quarterbacks in this year's draft class, because last year's didn't live up to the hype, and you have to have a quarterback if you are going to survive in the National Football League. And that leaves us with our poll question. At Danny and Dusty, right now, you can go and vote. Which second-year quarterback are you most confident in taking a step forward this year? Tennessee Titans' Will Levis, Carolina Panthers' Bryce Young, or the Indianapolis Colts' Anthony Richardson? Go and vote at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. We didn't put C.J. Stroud in there because
he was not even good for a rookie. He was incredible.
They went worst to first.
Yeah.
We saw guys like Nico Collins and Tank Dell thrive under CJ with CJ Stroud last year. You have Bobby Slowick, their offensive coordinator, who, again, another guy who was up for head coaching jobs, very similar to Ben Johnson in Detroit, that said, no, we're going to put all of that on the back burner. I want to see this thing through in Houston. And then they add Stephon Diggs this year. I was thinking that Houston could be a regression team.
Sure.
You add a guy like Stephon Diggs, take his crazy out of it, you feed him the ball, you are going to be successful. Yep. And you will elevate your offense with a player like Stephon Diggs, especially when you have weapons like Dell and Collins and Dalton Schultz around him. We're taking CJ Stroud out of this conversation. Because he's established
himself. Even if he has the regression, the bar, how far he would have to go under the bar to be somebody you worry about. Like, his rookie year was so good, I no longer worry about him for his career, which I think probably happens once a generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, oh yeah, no, he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But with Richardson, Young, and Levis, I think there's plenty of questions with each of them.
Well, let's start with Will Levis, Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. They have a void at the wide receiver position. It has been kind of tough going for Tennessee after dealing A.J. Brown to Philly. They thought that they were going to kind of just insert Tyler Boyd in there and Treylon Burks, and they were going to be okay. Well, this year you have a wide receiver core. They traded for Calvin Ridley this year. They get DeAndre Hopkins. They have Tyler Boyd, and then Treylon Burks is now your fourth or fifth receiver in that receiving core. I just don't know. I don't know enough about Tennessee right now. With that division being the way that it is, you actually... The AFC South has improved dramatically.
It has, in a matter of 2 years.
You look at Jacksonville, if they stay healthy, mm-hmm. they are on a playoff path. Indy, which has another quarterback in this conversation, Anthony Richardson, and I think that's the biggest question mark that you can ask, is in Anthony health. Richardson, can he stay healthy? Because what, in four games last year,
he
got injured
some magical
three,
stuff.
But he got injured three times.
It's like, what's it going to be?
I look at Anthony Richardson, though, and I go, all right, A.D. Mitchell, they acquired through the draft, who, out of Texas, you have a bigger body receiver with plenty of speed that you can pair with Michael Pittman Jr., and all of a sudden you have a 1-2 punch to go with the running game of Jonathan Taylor if he can stay healthy, and Trey Sermon in that backfield. Anthony Richardson and the Colts, they could have this season this year where we look a lot like, you know, these teams that, well, Jacksonville, which everybody kind of wrote off, and then here they come. Doug, you have a head coach in place in Shane Steichen. We saw what Shane Steichen can do offensively and working with a quarterback in Jalen Hurts, and we just talked about yesterday the fractures that are happening in Philly after Steichen leaves. Now he has year two with Anthony Richardson, a lot more development and command of the offense. I love Anthony Richardson.
I do too.
The big question is, can he stay healthy?
For me, if you're going like a confidence scale on these guys, like eight and on a 1 to 10,
on an eight with Anthony Richardson,
is as far as him progressing and taking the only thing that, which is such a stark contrast to where I was with him coming into the draft last year. Remember we talked about, like, if he fell to the Raiders, would I want him? And I was like, I don't know, man. I watched him play those three games. And there was just something about him where you just went, oh, there's stuff here. Like, there's magic here. He is a playmaker. Hit off-platform throws, the ability to just absolutely send it. The ability to keep plays alive, tuck the ball and go. Just, he's special. It looked like you were seeing kind of Cam Newton with better arm control.
You can't play with reckless abandon in the NFL, though.
That's the issue.
And
yes.
Now we saw, remember he was on McAfee, what was that, in like March?
Mm-hmm.
Where he said he was like 255 pounds.
Yeah, he said he put on some more weight. And I was like, and you couldn't tell because he's just a massive dude.
Yeah, he's got a big trunk on mm-hmm. him. But I love the addition of A.D. Mitchell to that receiving core to kind of help his development too. And if you're thinking of the guys that you have the most faith in making those strides and making those developments, you got to look at the people that are around them as well. Not just from a receiving core, but a coaching aspect too. Mm-hmm. And Dave Canales goes into Carolina with Bryce Young. Bryce Young had a horrible year last year. We know Dave Canales and what he's able to do. from a coordinator standpoint, in quarterback development standpoint, look what he did just in the last couple of years with Baker Mayfield, for goodness sakes.
Turn Baker back into, you know, not even just good, like I'd say better than good, above
top
average.
Top 10 quarterback last
year. Very good quarterback.
Yeah, and Baker Mayfield had all of the warts with him, but I think it goes in two parts there. Dave Canales got through to Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield opened himself up to coaching, criticism, and building himself back up. And that is one of the most impressive things that you can do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But if you still look at the pieces that are around Bryce Young this year, they didn't improve anything. His receivers are Deontay Johnson, Adam Thielen, Jonathan Mingo, Tommy Tremble, and then their draft pick, a guy that I absolutely love, Mr. Country himself, Xavier Leggett, out of South Carolina. Big body wide receiver. He's been working through a couple of injuries through training camp, though. And that's kind of a wait and see. They don't have that dude, and they don't have two. And I think that's one thing that you can look at with all of these other quarterbacks, even the aging ones in Tennessee with a guy like DeAndre Hopkins. At least Will Levis has got vets around him.
The other thing with Levis is Ben Solak kind of did a deep dive on the second-year quarterbacks. This was really interesting one that popped up. He highlighted that Will Levis has maybe the most dispersed or radical passing development in the NFL in the modern era. And that by that, I mean over 50% of his passes were either over 20 yards or behind the line of scrimmage. He had the lowest rate of passes between 0 and 19 yards, which is he didn't have anybody who could get open.
No, it's either check down or let it rip.
Let it rip. The only player in the modern era that has had a higher deep throw rate than him, do you know who it is?
Russell Wilson.
Tim Tebow.
Oh, Tim Tebow.
22% of his throws were over 20 yards, which I find that hard to believe because I don't think I've ever seen Tim Tebow throw a ball more than 20 yards.
No, that's what he did, though. He played jump ball.
Yeah.
Jump ball, Brandon Marshall, go get it.
Playing 500. But yeah, it was really interesting. Like, if you're talking like against like a confidence scale with Levis, I think it's probably like a 6.
Yeah, let's go through these. You got Anthony Richardson at an 8.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think the only mark with him is health.
Yeah.
I think the other stuff, I mean, he's got weapons around him.
He does. I might. The health is such a big,
it is. It's a big one.
Such a big scare because of such a short window that we saw him,
and
how many injuries,
different injuries
we saw from him. Yeah. And the fact that, remember, the knock on him is how much football has he played coming out of Florida, right? but he's young. Mm-hmm. He's got a great coach. He has weapons around him. I'd probably put him at like a 7 just because of the injury mm-hmm. question, but I'd be, if it wasn't, if we go down and we get to week like 3 or 4 and just taking his play out of it, if he's just healthy through that,
that's a win.
I put it at a 9.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, legitimately. Like if he's kind of Lamar'd this in like the sense of like, okay, there you go, buddy.
I'm going to take less hits. Yeah. I'm not going to gamble as much. I'm going to protect myself and be a pro in that regard. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the hardest things to coach out of a guy, though.
Especially when, like, the difference between getting hit in college, which, again, it's a lot, but it's not the NFL where everyone's bigger, stronger, faster, and they're going to kill you.
Yeah, and I think that Will Levis, you know, my questions with him are going to be, all right, he was kind of that in and out mm-hmm. guy, and then late they just said, it's yours, take it over, let's go.
The coaching change is the thing for me.
Yeah, I'm a little lower, and I think this is just kind of where I am with the draft class. Only 4 quarterbacks in the first 2 rounds, right?
Yeah.
When you're looking at, Levis was the first pick of the second round mm-hmm. last year by Tennessee. You had 3 first rounders go. I'm going to go like Levis at like a 4 or 5. Yeah. And then Bryce Young is like a 2.
Yeah. We're smack
2.
Bryce is where I was, but it's 2. It's him and it's the weapons around him. Yeah. There's the
weapons are so important, man.
They are, but there's also the, you and I talked about this off air yesterday in the, just the idea of Bryce Young and that thing, that magic, like just show me something. Because the thing about Bryce Young is the only quarterback who's ever been drafted in the Super Bowl era that's been lighter than him is Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
The only quarterback who's been as tall or as short as him is Kyler Murray. If you're going to be the lightest and the shortest, you better be God tier. Either with like mobility or with accuracy or with ball placement. And he just hasn't been any of those things. And that's the thing. I'm like, I can't get there. With Levis, the guy's got a howitzer, his arm. I mean, but beyond that, I mean, just having
accuracy is huge.
Yes. And, but also
that's why you don't go to the middle either. So you don't trust the fact that you can get the ball into tight windows. That's a major concern.
But every game he had a drive.
Yeah.
Where you went, that was pretty damn good.
Yep. Joel on the YouTube feed says, I would consider Deontay Johnson in fantasy football. Could be the safety net for Bryce Young. Hits often on quick routes and get rid of the ball. That is one thing that Bryce Young, we were talking about this yesterday with mm-hmm. Shedeur Sanders, right? You feel the pressure. Get the damn ball out.
Yeah, just get it out quick and then let them figure it out.
To Bryce Young's credit, he got the ball out, but there was nowhere to get the ball to a lot of times. And that's where you just sit there and you throw your hands up and you pray to the football gods that you're able to develop and grow some people out there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.